Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Some good news, finally, when it comes to buying your healthy greens. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports lettuce has been given the all clear.
With thousands of people sickened by cyclospora across the country, the state of California has been lucky with under 50 cases.
That's even lower than where we were last year, which is about 80.
Now health officials say the tainted products are gone and people should feel safe eating their lettuce again. Dr. Peter Chin Hong is a professor of medicine and infectious disease specialist at UCSF.
I don't think we have to throw out any of our foods at this moment in California, but we do need to practice our usual food safety good protocols.
The latest outbreak was difficult to trace because it came from one of the largest produce distributors in North America. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Artificial intelligence, is it good or bad for the California economy? KCBS's Peter Finch with a look.
There's an old saying that goes, if you laid all the economists in the world end to end, they still wouldn't reach a conclusion. That's certainly the case over whether AI is good or bad when it comes to the California economy. Michael Burnick, former director of the State Employment Development Department, sees the impact it's having on San Francisco. He calls it a mixed bag.
The positive thing is the money is coming into the city and the AI is really the one force propping up our economy. At the same time, I think we all see in terms of its impacts on apartment rents as well as home prices.
Burnick says all eyes are on AI as it evolves as an industry. Peter Finch, KCBS.
Governor Newsom is signaling his support for a negotiated settlement of that big antitrust lawsuit trying to block the merger of Paramount and Warner Brothers. He says it comes down to what's in any final agreement.
The question is, what's the best deal? What's the landing? That has to be worked through. And that's a process that's unfolding, I assure you, in real time. I know there are many meetings that are going on, there's a lot of conversation about what that could look like.
The governor that is, says he takes Paramount CEO David Ellison's threat to pull the company out of California seriously. A report earlier this week said the governor was concerned about the lawsuit filed by California and 11 other states, concerned about its impact on employment in the state. The governor says he is looking out for the entertainment industry.
I'm talking about the future of the industry. I'm talking about Hollywood. I'm talking about the film tax credits. I'm talking about the importance of getting national tax credits. I'm talking about the bipartisan effort to do just that and get Trump administration to support American filmmaking, not just California filmmaking.
Variety reports that representatives from Paramount and Attorney General Rob Bonta's office will meet on Monday to talk about making a deal. Napa may get more parking while losing a skate park and a playground. According to the Press Democrat, the Napa City Council has given preliminary approval to pursue plans to build a parking garage on West Street. While the four-story garage would create hundreds of new parking spaces in Napa, it also means a skate park and playground currently at the site would have to go. The westbound stretch of the Carquinez Bridge is closed this weekend. KCBS's Virginia Van Zant with more.
Caltrans crews are working until 3 a.m. Monday morning to repave the bridge.
It has to happen over the weekend because this work needs to be done in the daytime. We can't get the temperatures that we need at night for this particular asphalt.
That's Bartney with Caltrans. He says if you are planning on coming down I-80 West, be prepared for a detour.
So coming down 80, you go across 780 to the 680 freeway and take the Benicia Martinez Bridge.
Antoinette says if you're driving through San Francisco, two lanes will be closed on the hospital curve portion of the 101 in both directions.
That work is to get a new median barrier prepared and also some drainage work.
Those lanes will reopen at 5 a.m. Monday morning. On the Carquinez Bridge, Virginia Van Zant, KCBS.
Hundreds of animal shelters across the country today are holding Clear the Shelters events. As KCBS's Ata Shaheen reports in San Francisco, if you're going to adopt, well, you might as well do it today.
Free adoptions today at the San Francisco SPCA. Eris Velasco with their client care.
We'll be open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can come visit us at 250 Florida Street. It's all walk-in, so you want to get there early and get in line.
Last year, this event helped 170,000 pets nationwide find a home. Getting a pet is a responsibility, but Velasco said they've got counselors coaching folks on the commitment of an adult dog versus a puppy. And they send you out with care supplies, too. Or you could go a non-traditional route.
Animal Care and Control will be bringing adoptable bunnies.
If you missed the event today in the Mission, through the end of August, the SPCA is doing a Name Your Price adoption program in San Francisco. Ata Shaheen, KCBS.
Well, with two All-Star games bound for the Bay Area now over the next 2 years, local boosters want to see more. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports some of the potential targets would bring something new to the area.
The phone rings a little more frequently for Bay Area Host Committee CEO Zaleen Jen Muhammad after, in just a matter of months, the region hosted the Super Bowl, the World Cup, and the NBA All-Star Game.
They have to believe that you can pull off and execute at the highest level the events that actually are the most visible for them.
So what could be next on the wish list? Jen Muhammad says she wants to bring more world-class women's sporting events to the Bay Area, and the WNBA All-Star Game helps in fulfilling that.
We're in the hunt for the Women's World Cup, the 2031 Women's World Cup that is in process.
The Bay Area Host Committee now also widening its net for the possibilities of what could come here. Maybe events not tied with major sports leagues, but those that still draw a crowd in the Bay Area. Jen Muhammad points to running, cycling, and cricket.
I also think that the Bay provides an opportunity to bring events that are, I don't even want to say untraditional, but that maybe people don't think about when they think about hosting large sporting events.
Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Keeping wildlife safe in the mountains and safe from mountain traffic. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports that's a focus for officials in Santa Cruz County.
Residents are being asked to download the free iNaturalist app and start taking pictures of dead and injured animals.
When we put all those observations together, we can start to see patterns and identify places where wildlife may need safer ways to move across the landscape.
Jenny Gomez is chair of the Santa Cruz County Fish and Wildlife Advisory Commission.
If we can identify where collisions are happening repeatedly, that information can help guide future conservation and transportation planning and potentially identify opportunities for safer wildlife passage.
A wildlife crossing has already been built and opened under Highway 17, and more are on the way in the state of California. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
So what are high schoolers wearing these days? KCBS's Shannon Golden headed down to San Francisco's Haight Street to ask teens what the biggest trends are these days, and some of those trends might sound a little bit familiar.
Teens Hannah and Nora gave me a rundown of what they're expecting to see their classmates wearing back to school this fall, from zebra and cheetah print.
There's been a upward trend of like a lot of camouflage. I think that's still really trendy. I think that's low-key really, there's a lot of Uggs.
Hey, I had Uggs. I was in high school 10 years ago, which is wild to say. I had Uggs, and they're coming back.
Yes.
Interesting.
Very.
While some of the latest trends feel nostalgic, others were brand new to me, like archival fashion, and required visuals to explain.
Oh, so it's a little, it's kind of like
okay, that's not it.
Slightly grunge.
Yeah, it's a little bit grunge, a little bit like
layering a lot, lot of baggy stuff, I would say, a lot of black and white.
Ray Toyon, part-time buyer here at Buffalo Exchange, says everything seems to come back around, and a lot of teens these days are looking for what was hot decades ago.
2000s, Y2K comes back in, a lot of like Bebe or like BCBG.
It's a lot to keep up with, especially with social media, but teen America isn't fazed.
Do you ever feel pressure to keep up with the trends?
Me personally, no. I feel like I wear what I want.
In San Francisco, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Shannon tells us that Buffalo Exchange, that store, is running a sale today for students, offering 15% off their entire purchase at all store locations and outlets just by showing your current school ID when you check out. California's school vaccine requirements will not change, even after President Trump signed an order calling for fewer routine childhood vaccines and recommending the MMR shot be split into three separate shots. California requires students to be vaccinated against 10 serious diseases, including measles. State Public Health Director Erica Pan says the president's order will not change anything in California. That comes as measles cases hit a 35-year high nationwide, with 58 cases reported in California this year. Some Bay Area booksellers are cautiously optimistic about a rebound in reading. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, more young people may be looking for activities that do not involve being on their phones.
Well, I've been in the book business for 45 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Sally Kiskaden, owner of Builders Booksource in Berkeley, says contrary to predictions about reading being dead, book sales, especially children's and fiction, have done pretty well so far this year, and she thinks she knows why.
The changes are starting to happen with people wanting to hold books again, realizing that looking at something on a tablet is just not as enjoyable.
Last year, book sales were up 2.5% at over $33 billion, according to the Association of American Publishers. Kiskaden is hopeful that as more schools roll out bell-to-bell smartphone bans, kids will return to reading as an alternative to looking at screens.
We have really taken these young children into a very fast-moving world. And when you read a book, you have to slow down. And that is going to take some time.
In the East Bay, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Meanwhile, the San Francisco Public Library is looking at, it's rolling out a new way to explore the city's history online. It is a new digital SF archive. It features more than 80,000 photographs, documents, maps, and oral histories, including Harvey Milk's handwritten speeches and images of major earthquakes. More than 37,000 images are in the public domain and free to download, with new collections added monthly. If you want to see for yourself, go to digitalsf.org. That's one word, digitalsf.org. Valkyries, only on their second season, but when it comes to their merch, the fans are passionate about purple. KCBS's Virginia Van Zandt has that.
At a Valkyries watch party in downtown San Francisco, it's a sea of purple.
I love the color, obviously. I've had purple hair for 10 years, and so I'm so grateful they picked purple.
That's Lillian, one of a crowd of fans in purple jerseys, hats, and t-shirts. Many fans like Graham say wearing the merch is like a signal to other fans, a way to connect without saying a word.
It's such a fun communal thing when you're walking around town and somebody gives you a nod because you're wearing a BFC or a Valkyries gear.
Janine says there's a lot of merch to choose from.
They're brilliant at turning the merch over and always having something new and fun.
Her wife Shannon tells me their collection is getting pretty big.
We have to get another closet. We have to dedicate a whole closet, hopefully not a store in a whole house, to Valkyries merch.
In San Francisco, Virginia Van Zandt, KCBS.
The Silicon Valley enclave of Atherton has reached the pinnacle of U.S. real estate. KCBS's Jason Brooks with more on the most expensive zip code in the country.
Atherton is in a league of its own, even in the high-priced Bay Area.
There are some properties that are their own Versailles, and those are selling well above $10 million.
Stacy Woods is a realtor with Compass in Palo Alto and is the president of the Silicon Valley Association of Realtors. And she says some properties in Atherton are selling for as much as $20 to $30 million. Making Atherton the most expensive U.S. zip code, according to Property Shark.
As you drive through Atherton, you're seeing, you know, at least 20 work trucks because they are building their compound. You know, they are building their estate there.
Wood says in addition to its proximity to the deal-making halls of Silicon Valley, Atherton benefits from having larger lots than neighboring communities, allowing the ultra-wealthy to build 21st-century palaces.
We have not seen this kind of tech liquidity ever here, and this is the birthplace of technology. They're all concentrated in one development, and they are seeking out Atherton as a first choice.
Jason Brooks, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts, and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.